Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time, David Dolan comes to my broadcast table with his Middle East news update, which includes reports that Syria says they will attack Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel. Iran is saying they are ready to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. And Russia has told Israel to stop any airstrikes on Iranian targets in Syria. Plus, David will have other additional Middle Eastern regional news. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. We want you to take advantage of our prophecy bookstore. You can go to the bookstore. It's on my website, prophecytoday.com. Then go to the bookstore. You can find that on the left-hand column as you start to scroll down. There you'll find a number of materials that will assist you in studying Bible prophecy. The banner over my website says, Looking at Current Events in Light of Biblical Prophecy. Well, the items in my bookstore help you to have the better advantage as you study the Word of God, and we give you additional information that then makes the Word of God understandable and showing you how it fits in to the current events happening today. For example, I would suggest my DVD documentary entitled Israel, A Land of Conflict. You'll see that that is the case as you look at the news reports on the printed page or on radio and television, and as you stay on top of that, by the way, we assist you in that effort as well when we put all the top 10 news stories on my home page at prophecytoday.com. And when you see reports like the one we shall receive from David Dolan today, you'll be able to get some teaching material from my bookstore, i.e., Israel, a Land of Conflict, which helps you to better understand the passages of prophecy found in God's Word. Again, go to my prophecy bookstore. It's located on my website, prophecytoday.com, and make your purchase as it relates to my conversation with David Dolan today. That item, a DVD documentary, Israel, A Land of Conflict. Ken Timmerman, when I was talking with him, said that the angels of the Lord are around me and my precious wife, Judy. That is correct. On last Wednesday, we were in Sebring, Florida, where the bank robber, supposed bank robber, he was just wanting to murder people, went into the bank there in Sebring and killed five ladies. We were right across the street in the motel. Our motel was on lockdown. We just praised the Lord. Jody, my daughter, reminded me that had we not been on the air doing a radio interview, a Middle East news update, we would have been out packing our car right there in front of the bank, and we just praise the Lord. God's angels, his guardian angels, protecting us. We do believe in guardian angels. Well, let's go now to Dave Dolan. Just before we went on the air during the break, David said that there was breaking news about Hamas getting ready to attack Israel. David, can you give us the latest? What's happening?
Well, Jimmy, glad you're safe, first off, and Israel does need some guardian angels for sure. A threat was published Friday in the Lebanese newspaper that often has Hamas comments very closely related to them, and a pro-Iranian paper, which a senior Hamas official said they were, quote, immediately ready to repel Israeli aggression by launching an attack that would be stronger, bigger than the one they launched against Israel last November. Well, that was nearly 400 rockets, as you'll recall, that were launched at Israel, most of them intercepted by the Israeli anti-missile systems. However, a number did get through. A home in Beersheba was destroyed, two people were killed, and scores were wounded. The Israelis, according to what I'm reading, are saying that they're worried that this could be issued in coordination with Iran and the North, that it might be a signal that imminent conflict is coming and that Hamas would be fully involved in that. Now, we've been talking about that for some months, but an attack that would be stronger than last November's would be a massive attack indeed. And, of course, this comes as everything else is going on. Israel deploying its Iron Dome system in central Israel this week after Syria's the minister at the United Nations said that they were preparing to strike Ben-Gurion Airport after Israel struck earlier in the week near Damascus, etc., which I'm sure we'll talk about. But this new threat from Hamas came after Prime Minister Netanyahu blocked the latest Qatari payment of, quote, humanitarian aid to Hamas in the Gaza Strip of $15 million. He did that after Tuesday Hamas forces fired upon Israeli forces out of the blue along the border in the southern part of Hamas across the border fence. So tensions remain very, very high in the south, as they do in the north and elsewhere in the region.
David, your report on what's going on with Hamas getting ready to attack Israel with the help of Iran, Iran building up their troop deployment of to about 100,000 more than they've had in the past there, threatening to destroy the Jewish state of Israel this week. And of course, that report about Syria getting ready to bomb Ben-Gurion Airport. Was reading a report from the Jerusalem Post said World War III with a question mark. I mean, it is looking very serious, and especially when the Air Force chief there in Iran says that he and his team, the Air Force of Iran, ready to destroy the Jewish state. Mo, we're at a certain point in history, are we not?
We are, Jimmy. It's been a dizzying week. We started with Israeli strikes on Sunday against Iranian positions in and around Damascus. Of course, that came after Russia said, don't do any more of this. They repeated that this week. And then the Israelis took out an Iranian missile on Monday, a Fatah missile that was deliberately fired at the Golan Heights. And, of course, a lot of people on Mount Hermon skiing took photographs of the Iron Dome Israeli system intercepting that a rocket aimed at Israel. General Soleimani, the Revolutionary Forces head in Iran, who is in Syria right now, was reportedly right along the border, and he wasn't supposed to be there, and actually gave the order to fire the rocket. Israel responded that this was planned for some time, however. This rocket didn't just get set up and fired overnight, that they've been planning this, and they used the Israeli attacks on Sunday as the excuse. But the statement on Tuesday by the Iranian Air Force chief, very ominous, as you mentioned. I'm going to quote it. Our armed forces are prepared for a war that will bring the crushing destruction of Israel. We are ready for the day when we will see the end of Israel. Well, that was followed the next day by another statement by a senior Iranian official repeating that they're ready to go. And then on Friday, they began 2 days of war exercises in central Iran. Their forward deployment forces, this is about 12,000 specially trained Iranian forces that could be flown into an area of combat quickly and are highly, highly trained. So Iran is signaling that it is ready for full war. The statement from Hamas, probably in coordination with Iran, also indicating that. And, of course, the Iron Dome system being moved near to Ben-Gurion Airport after the Syrian U.N. ambassador said that they would get involved. And, Jimmy, earlier on Tuesday, Prime Minister Netanyahu issued an interesting statement. For the first time, he included Syria as an enemy force. He said, we are going to continue to strike our enemies that are threatening to destroy us with a crushing fist, he said. And he said this would be both Iran and Syria. Well, until now, the Syrians have been left out of the official statements by Israeli leaders because they were basically focusing on Iranian and Hezbollah forces operating inside of Syria. Now they're saying Syria also is an active combatant. And definitely, Jimmy, that signals possible biblical fulfillment. And I would say World War III is not a far stretch because, of course, Russia, the United States, France, the UK, Turkey, other Arab countries, everybody has a stake in this, and definitely a lot of signals that we may be on the verge of a major, major war, the largest, at the very least, since 1973.
Now, just in passing a moment ago, David, you mentioned that Russia has told Israel to stop any airstrikes on Syria. Is that something that could bring a confrontation face-to-face, head-to-head, between Russia and Israel, if indeed Israel does continue to defend themselves with these airstrikes?
Well, Jimmy, really, without sounding too ominous, it brings Russia fully now into the enemy of Israel category. Now, I have to say that still the Russian foreign ministry issued a statement saying we don't want to see an escalation, we don't want to see war in the region, but they are now openly telling the Israelis, stop all attacks against Iranian and Syrian targets. Of course, Iranian targets have been the main ones until now that Israel's been striking. Stop that. They call them arbitrary strikes. Well, they're not arbitrary. They're happening because Iran is massing forces in Syria. There's aircraft landing every day at Damascus Airport from Iran, carrying more weapons, carrying more men. They're also flying into Beirut Airport. And by the way, the president of Israel was in France this week, and he said that Israel will hold Lebanon's government responsible for any attacks from Hezbollah in Lebanon. It won't just be Hezbollah they'll reply to, but the Lebanese government as well, because they have the ability to stop Hezbollah from acting, presumably. But Iran is on the warpath, Jimmy. It's clear that they feel they're ready to go. And that, of course, means Israel has to be ready to go. For Israel to set up its Iron Dome system right outside of Ben-Gurion Airport and outside of Tel Aviv is a signal, a strong signal, that they expect conflict. And, Jimmy, there has been a military call-up going on in Israel. I can't say too much about that because it's under military censorship. But reports about it appeared on some of the largest Israeli papers, including Yediot Ahronot, and then they suddenly disappeared a few hours later. Well, I've seen that in the past as a correspondent in Israel. When war seemed to be imminent, the military censor gets active and starts to control the news because, of course, in wartime, you have to be very careful about what you say. All the pieces seem to be in place for a major explosion, and Israel needs those guardian angels like never before.
Absolutely, they certainly do. And when you read God's prophetic word, you'll have to see that the Lord himself is going to intercede to stop these attacking enemies from wiping Israel off the face of the earth. They can talk about it all day long. God's not going to allow Israel to be wiped off the face of the earth. One of the reasons that David Dolan comes to this broadcast table on a weekly basis is to keep us informed of what's happening in this key region of the world. David, thank you so very much for this Middle East news update, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
You're welcome, Jimmy, and stay safe. God bless.
Thank you so much. Always a very important report, David Dolan's Middle East News Update. It keeps us, as it says, updated with all the information we need to have to understand how the prophetic scenario written by the ancient Jewish prophets is about to come to pass. You know, Russia believes that they have control of the Middle Eastern region well enough to direct the Israeli Defense Force to stop all airstrikes on Iranian targets in Syria. That regional control of the Middle East is evidence that the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel had it right when he wrote 2,500 years ago that Russia would lead the coalition of Middle Eastern Islamic states to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That prophecy found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2, where Magog is modern-day Russia. With Russia the major player in the Syrian conflict, it seems that Ezekiel's prophecy is about to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. When we put all the top 10 news stories on my homepage at prophecytoday.com, and when you see reports like the one we shall receive from David Dolan today, you'll be able to get some teaching material from my bookstore, i.e., Israel, a Land of Conflict, which helps you to better understand the passages of prophecy found in God's Word. Again, go to my prophecy bookstore. It's located on my website, prophecytoday.com, and make your purchase as it relates to my conversation with David Dolan today. That item, a DVD documentary, Israel, a Land of Conflict. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining me on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.